أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. This is the beginning of the third supara, Tilka Rusul. The connection with the previous ayat and with the last supara is Allah ended the last surah, the last supara, with the ayat وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And undoubtedly, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are from amongst the mursaleen, the rasuls, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. And in there, as was explained, one of the great duties of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam was to make jihad against all batil and falsehood. And there are people who say that why must the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam make jihad? Why must they fight? They must speak about namaz, roza, only all the soft and the sweet ibadat. And the hard ibadat, the bitter ibadat of jihad, they must not take part in that. This is totally ignorance and totally wrong. In the world, always there are fitnas. And as we see today, like the string of the tasbih has broken and all the beads are just falling out, fitnas are coming like that. One fitna is hardly seen to, and another 10 fitnas come. So Allah Ta'ala has made the system to fight this fitnas, and that is jihad. If there wasn't this jihad, whether it is by word, by pen, or by the sword, in whichever form, if there wasn't this, batil will overrun the whole world, and there will be only evil for everywhere. From there we also understand that the system of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will not allow batil and falsehood to overshadow and to overtake the whole world. Allah will always keep those people, and Allah makes those people, like the person who had killed this Rajpal, who spoke so evil about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and one person Allah chose to go and kill him. Recently in France, when they made those caricatures of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then one young boy stood up and Allah used him. So Allah will use people all the time, inspire them to fight against the falsehood and the batil. So that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mission as well. Allah Ta'ala says, not only for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but tilka rusul, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We had given them this great mission that when falsehood would raise its ugly head, in whichever form it raises its head, then Allah has first and foremost chosen the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rasuls, and in their sadaqah and in their barakat, then the followers of them, the ulama, the ummah, Allah will always choose people to fight against this falsehood. And by jihad being implemented, and when unfortunately the ummah has by and large given up jihad, and therefore we see the great amount of fitna taking place. If the ummah stands up for it again, and Allah Ta'ala makes it that jihad can take place, then to worship Allah becomes easy. Then the people, like in the right at the beginning of Alif Lam Mim, and this is a connection with that also, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. All those people who are believers, who make namaz, who give zakat, that is observe the deen, they can only do so peacefully if the institution of jihad is alive. Otherwise, even masjids have been closed, azans have been stopped also. To live like a Muslim has become difficult because jihad is not there. If jihad is there, then all the worshippers will be able to make their worship in peace and comfort. They will be protected and looked after. So therefore, this is a very, very important institution. And in front, Allah Ta'ala commands in the first quarter of Tilka Rusul that we must spend in the path of Allah. So to spend for jihad, to spend and to support all those causes that are fighting against evil, we should support those causes also. This ayat is a connection to those ayat as well. And from here we learn that we should be standing for the truth and we should be fighting evil. But unfortunately, because we have not been doing it, we find just as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he said, what will be your condition, he told the Sahaba, when your wives will become disobedient, your children will become transgressors. Sahaba asked, will that ever happen? He said, worse than that will happen. What will happen when you won't command the good and you won't stop the evil? Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, can that ever happen? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, worse than that will happen. You will command the evil and you will stop the good. And unfortunately, that level we have reached today, that we ourselves, and unfortunately the learned from us, we are commanding the evil and we are stopping the good, whereas it should be the ummah should stand up and fight against the evil, and especially the learned in the ummah, but it is gone completely opposite. So this ayat teaches us this is the great importance of the main mission of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is to make jihad. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, al jihadu madin ila yawm al qiyamah. Jihad will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Never will it be abrogated or cancelled. If we are not practicing it, that is our big problem, that we are not doing it. And at least if we can't do jihad with the sword, we can do jihad with the tongue, but that also we are not doing. We can do jihad with the pen, but that also we are not doing. We are just little bit satisfied with our own ibadat, and we can be rest assured, a person who is satisfied with his own ibadat, soon the time will come that he won't be able to make his ibadat also. And how many masjids are being broken in India, in China? The Baitul Muqaddas is taken away from the hands of the Muslims. Babri Masjid is taken away. So if we just want to sit with our ibadat, all our ibadat places will be taken away. How many madrasas are being broken, destroyed in India? So when we the best defense is offense. Until we don't stand up as offensive, we won't be able to defend ourselves. And we just want to sit defending and waiting. That is a fool's preparation. A wise man's preparation is he's on the offense, so that he doesn't even have to defend himself. He is on the offense. But today the ummah, this ummah was known as the offensive ummah, ummah of jihad. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that the person who doesn't ever think of making jihad also, and he dies like that, he will die on one part of hypocrisy. As a munafiq, he will die. So jihad is a very important thing, and it is a great mission of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah says, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فَضِيلَتِي هَمْنِ أُنْمِ بَعْضُكُ بَعْضُ سَيْ. And we have given virtue and preference to some of the Anbiya over the others. The greatest of all the Anbiya was our Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it consequently also follows that his jihad is the most greatest and honorable jihad. But today we are forget making jihad of any type. We are making jihad against the haq. And we are hiding the truth, whereas the ummah should be making jihad for against the batil and stand up for the truth. But the vast majority, we don't even think of speaking. We shy away. We say, I rather keep quiet. I don't want to cause a problem. Jihad causes the biggest problem, and that is required so that the truth. We want peace. We want to make peace with shaitan also. We want to make peace and make shaitan also happy. And we say we must be tolerant, which means that we must accept all the batil. What does tolerance mean? Don't speak against the evil and the wrong. You must accommodate it. You must have peace with everyone. Peace with shaitan also. And that is not the case. We have to maintain the law of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to stand up for the law of Allah Ta'ala. So this great injunction, that is the connection with the previous ayat and now with the new subject that is going to be. In the previous ayat also, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Had we not made some people to stand up against others, evil should have overtaken everything. And in this ayat also Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. If Allah wished, then nobody should have fought one against the other. But Allah does as He pleases. And He has made the system that the truth must fight the batil. Batil and falsehood will always raise its evil head. And then the truth must stand up and fight. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. When the truth comes, batil just vanishes. But we are not standing, we don't speak about it, not even in our homes. We are frightened to speak to our wives and children also. We want others to do the job, whereas it was our duty that we stand up for the truth. May Allah give us all the proper understanding of deen, and let us stand up for our deen, and that is our, and we all have to remember, it's just not a matter of deen, it's a matter of our qabr. It's a matter of akhirat, how our mort is going to come, what will be our condition in the qabr, forever in the akhirat. This little while Allah has given us here to stand up for the truth and to make effort for the truth. Wa akhiru da'wana.